Good morning, and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers, and I'm joined, as always, by my fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marianne. I got my apron on.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, what's the occasion?
Well, mostly it's because I had to do a little dog wrangling before I left this morning. They found a new spot to dig, and they had to be washed before they came in, but they were not going to be caught, so I knew I was going to be clutching one to my chest in an effort to subdue it. Yay,
dog. You gotta love them, and I do, even though I have two of the dirtiest dogs known. Certainly, if there was a contest locally, they'd be trophy winners for sure. For sure. They like to dig.
I thought about that this morning. It did seem like they were preparing for a contest. Look what we could do. Yeah, it's right. So great.
China, here we come.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My gosh. Well, it's June.
What?
I know.
How did that happen?
I don't know how it happened, but it happened without any help from us. It just snuck up upon us. I was saying earlier, we have a few minutes to talk before we actually go on the air. And oddly, we very rarely talk about food.
I know.
I think because we don't have that much to say and we don't want to use anything up
before
mics go on. But I was saying that time seems to me alternately to be coming at me like a runaway train, and also the experience of certain things will never be over. So
yes.
I don't know. I'm feeling very, I'm conflicted.
Time conflicted.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. Yeah. We are heading right into summer here very officially shortly, and things are happening, like berries.
Yeah, that was going to be my segue. You said the word berry. I'm like, what rhymes with berry? Berry! Yeah, so it is June 2nd, which means we are about a week into strawberry season. And here, it usually lasts about 3 weeks, you know, that you can get the really good hoods. And I really like the Schucksens, too. I like them because they taste as good as the hoods to me, but they freeze a lot better. You get a whole berry rather than mush, you know, when you freeze them. And I like that. But, man, I mean, this is a show about cooking, and what cooking have I done? I've just eaten half flats upon half flats of berries. You know, it's just really something.
Well, recommend it.
They're so good this year because it was colder, so they took longer to ripen, which meant they had longer to develop sugar. And, oh, they're just so good. Everything is stained that I own.
If you live within, I'd say 100 miles of a fruit stand.
Yeah.
Definitely go get yourself some berries. And you know, the hood strawberries are the first local berry, mm-hmm. Oregon berry,
that we see, yeah.
So this is just the beginning of a delicious couple of months.
Yeah, and it's such a harbinger of summer because I just wait so much for the berry stands to show up. You know, they're just, it's just like, yay!
Yes, I know. I've gotten I'm on your email list.
my jubilant texts. Guess what?
Hey, everybody. So that's what we're saying to you guys. Hey, everybody. Yeah. It's berry season.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing besides just eating berries?
Well, I talked to Dan Negley, and he is an adventurous cook. He's
yes.
a good cook and an adventurous cook.
And he's an adventurer in general.
Yeah, and he was making something, and, you know, I should have written it down because it's nothing I could hold in my brain. You know, it was beautiful and it was complex. And so then I said, well, I'm going to have to leave you for a minute because I'm going to go make my beautiful and complex BLT. Because that's what we were having for dinner, you know, which is when you eat strawberries for breakfast and lunch and you have them for dessert with dinner, then the other thing you have this time of year is BLTs.
Yes.
So it's not because the tomatoes are so great, but the lettuce is just gorgeous. And that's a big part of the sandwich to me.
That's right.
So Dan said to try grilling the bacon outside on the grill. Have you ever done that?
No, I don't grill anything outside.
Oh, that's right. Well, anyway, I thought, it just seems like it would be quite the mess and not really worth it, but I tried it, and he's right. The bacon is really good. It's it just has that extra grill flavor. I mean, bacon is delicious.
Yeah.
But it has that extra grill flavor, and it was really good. But the problem for me is how I have a propane grill.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
And how it works is it just, that grease just, first it falls down on, I don't know what they're called, but they're metal. I don't know if, they're not really elements, but they're just these, I think they call them like flavor bars or something, but I don't know, you know, they're metal. And then it goes into the drainage pan. But when it hits those flavor bars or that metal part under there, what happens is just this kind of whole crematorium thing. And it didn't happen so much. It did flame up a little, which made the bacon more delicious. But the next thing I grilled were some ribeye steaks, and man, they were completely cremated. I mean, I saved them. I pulled them off, but I have Kevlar gloves. But when the heat is just so intense that, I mean, I am standing back and I'm using tongs and I can feel it on my face. And then I am cooking, you know, I am at that point a piece of meat. It's really, really hot. And so I don't know if I'd do it again, just because I would have to completely and immediately clean the grill after, for the kind of grill that I have.
Uh-huh. So. I wonder. I don't have, as you know, I don't have an outdoor grill, but I do have grill plates that, you know, I can take the one component off my stove that has two burners in it. Mm-hmm. I can unplug that and plug in a different kind of element there and then put either a flat top griddle or grill plates.
Boy, that's the best of both worlds, huh?
It kind of is. Yeah. I mean, it's electric, so it's not the very best of both worlds, but it's good.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I should try that with, it's just the mess of bacon, so yeah. I would rather
it would
just
be hard
do it
to,
in a pan and contain
It would be hard to clean up the grease
element
between all the lumpies of a grill over your stove. And I think the thing that made it taste good was the flame.
I'm sure that's
so
the difference.
So it's like flame broiled burgers, you know, that same kind of thing, that it is the actual flame and not the grill marks.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what made it better.
Yeah.
And it was really good, but it's, you would have to decide for yourself if you did it, you know, whether it was worth it, because it was also dangerous. But sometimes I think that's why people grill.
Well, it does make me wonder, because there are, yeah. Because there are people.
I know there's people who grill only because it's dangerous. I don't like to cook, but ooh, this is dangerous. I love adrenaline.
You know, if your grill was charcoal,
mm-hmm.
that would work, I think, for bacon, don't you think, better?
I don't know what would happen if that much grease went down on the coals on the at once. I don't know what would happen. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you'd get a lot of flame.
Yeah.
But with a charcoal grill, you can spray, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You can extinguish or at least keep it tamped down. I don't know, but I was telling you that I had a BLT recently, and it was just, I forgot how good they are. And we are going into, this is our BLT practice season, because in another month, we're going to have the T, you know, to go with the B and the L, and everything will be so perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the thing that, and I mean, I said I like the lettuce, but just we have growers in this area who are such good farmers and who have really good greens all year long, winter, everything. But in the winter, there's a lot of Asian things, and it's not that they're sturdy, you know, but it's just that they're not the beautiful, delicate greens that you can get in the spring. And that's what we're getting now. And they're expensive. The mixes are, I think, gorgeous, the mixes of lettuce. They're all delicate and beautiful and delicious. And for me, it's worth the money. And then the BLT, even with just, I'm using cherry tomatoes because they're good now, and they're really the only thing that's good now.
Yeah.
And then a good piece of bread. And it's just, it's really good. It sounds stupid to sing the praises of BLTs, but they're really good.
Well, they're a classic for a reason.
Yeah. So the other thing that's really out there is asparagus.
I know, still.
Yeah.
Yes, and getting better and better, I think, because now they're the bunches that I see, I can choose the thick stems, which I like.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, they're all that really thin.
No. Oh, yeah. In the very beginning, yes. You mean like the beginning that we can get them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know I've said this before, but the thick ones are not old and tough. The thick ones are how when they grow. They're thick first. They're a grass. And then they thin out over time. So the thinner ones are older and tougher. So, yeah. And the thick ones and the medium ones are so good for grilling.
They are.
And it's really delicious that way. So I read something, and I haven't done it yet. Why didn't I do it? I'm part of a radio show. So hard to do. Put the asparagus in water. But somebody said to put the asparagus in water and sugar. And that, do you think of
it? You mean to store it?
But to also make it sweeter. Do you think of asparagus as a sweet vegetable?
No,
me either. Like corn, I do. And I know that if I boil corn in water and sugar, that mediocre corn becomes pretty dang good. I mean, a lot better than it would have been if I just boiled it in just water, but no sugar. But what they said was to put the asparagus, in a vase type thing. And,
okay.
And for every cup of water, to add 4 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
And that would make the asparagus better. And I just don't know. I didn't try it, so I don't know.
I might have to try it.
Yeah.
Huh. I never even heard of that. And I don't. Well, I mean, the idea of sweet asparagus does not really appeal to me, but maybe that's not what you get.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think that it gets sweet. And I'm just wondering if it would like caramelize more when you cook it. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up now. You know?
Are we going to have to try it? Yes.
Well, and I found this out like a week ago and did. I tried right in the middle of asparagus season. No way. I'm not going to do that. So much work.
it's measuring those 4 teaspoons, which actually is just a tablespoon and a teaspoon. So,
I know,
whatever. Okay.
So hard.
All right. We will conveniently forget to check in about this next time we meet. But I will endeavor. I have a note here. I have a little notepad here with very little on it. Maybe I'll make myself a note lose right after I leave here. Ay, ay, ay. It's just the way.
Have you been cooking anything?
I have. I think I made meals with chicken like 2 or 3 times since I've seen you. And I like chicken, but I go for weeks without cooking any chicken.
It's easy to get tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But we had some, I don't know whether the dinners were particularly good or whether it just was that we hadn't had chicken for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do, I very rarely buy chicken breasts, but I bought one.
Okay.
And then sliced it into layers so that I had 3 fairly thin ones, gave them a little pound and breaded them. So like cutlets. And dipped them in egg. This is the thing. I didn't have any egg. I just brushed them with mayonnaise.
Okay.
And then
that's what my grandma used to always do.
It really is remarkably delicious and effective and so much less trouble than the egg wash.
Yeah.
And also the crumbs stick really well.
And also not a dollar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll save that dollar for breakfast. Anyway, I just panko, mayonnaise, mm-hmm. panko into the pan with butter and olive oil. And then I made gravy and sauteed mushrooms and we just had mashed potatoes and cutlets with gravy and, onions and mushrooms. And it was very diner food, but very delicious.
Yeah,
like
comfort
that's
food.
Why, yeah, yeah, that's why it's on the diner menu forever, because it's good. And we want it. If you make us think about it, we really want it. Quickly want to say that Food Talk is a co-production of KMUN Community Radio and North Coast Food Web. And if you have somehow forgotten that I have sent you to KMUN.org and NorthCoastFoodWeb.org, let me remind you again. Go there. You'll be glad you did.
Please.
Please do.
Well, you mentioned mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I thought of you because I read something. Someone was saying that they put anchovies in their mashed potatoes.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Have you ever done it?
No.
I never even thought to do it.
I have put fish sauce in.
Oh, that's interesting.
Same thing. I mean, just a sprinkle or Worcestershire, just a sprinkle, something savory. But anchovy would be great.
Wow. Well, something that I have done in the past that I like is, you know, I just get sucked into at like the Crab Festival or things like that, you know, big, uh-huh. big fairs like that. I get sucked into those booths where they have the dips, you know, like it's a dry packet and you mix it with sour cream and mayonnaise and you get a dip. And they have them out there to test. And you're like, well, that one's delicious. I'll take three. You know, that's I do. I just get sucked into those so easily. And then I have all these things at home. And the thing is, we really don't eat a lot with dips. So
you meant to eat more with dips.
So I'll mix them in with mashed potatoes. And they're always good. It doesn't matter what it was, you know.
I bet it'd be good in salad dressing, too.
Oh, that's a good idea. Never thought of that. I have mixed it and then marinated meat with it.
Yeah.
I have done that, but more often.
Oh, they're multi-purpose.
Yeah, more often it's mashed potatoes. But
that's a good idea.
Anything just to do a variety. Someone was saying that they boil their potatoes for their mashed potatoes in water that they've put a bunch of cloves of garlic. So rather than doing
I've done that.
Oh, really? And then does it impart garlic flavor to the potatoes decently?
Yeah, and if you are just doing chunks of potato, you can put peeled cloves in there, and they're going to get soft when the potatoes get done, and then you just mash them in there, and you have garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, really? And is it delicious as if you roast them and roast the
garlic?
Really hard word. Garlic in the oven?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally delicious.
Okay. Right on. No, I never thought of putting that in the water. I've done where you boil the potatoes in, like, you know, chicken stock, and that's good, you know.
Yeah.
And but I've never thought of just putting garlic in there. I thought that was interesting.
I'm gonna try the anchovies in there. I always have anchovies. I've put anchovies in, like, when I didn't have bacon for something, like if I'm sautéing cabbage and I don't have any bacon, which I like that fatty, savory thing in there, I throw in a couple anchovies.
Okay.
They're good
I mean, they're pretty all-purpose.
I think.
And we don't really think of them as all-purpose.
They're the pepper of the fish world.
Oh, asparagus is the bacon of the vegetable world. And tuna carpaccios, or not tuna carpaccio, watermelon carpaccio. I've seen several times. It's just a big lie. Well, somebody else was saying that they boil, like if they do a crab boil, that they'll use, instead of milk, they'll use cream and butter, and then a little bit of crab boil water, like that flavor for their mashed potatoes.
Oh.
If you're doing seafood, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
I have mixed, you know, that boursin cheese, that herby cheese, the garlicky cheese. I have mixed that in instead of, like, sometimes I'll do sour cream, but instead of that, and that was really good. That flavor was good, but those ended up being kind of expensive potatoes.
Yeah, really. But then you can call them something fancy, like potatoes.
Potatoes.
Extra credit.
And then I wonder, and I have no idea, but I wonder, potatoes are so good when they're fried in duck fat, you know?
Yes.
I wonder if you could, instead of adding butter, I wonder if you could add duck fat to mashed potatoes. And I wonder what it would do. I have no idea.
I don't see why you couldn't.
But I have some, and I wonder if it would be delicious.
Because it's just another fat. I mean, you know, instead of butter or something.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. I might try that. That's some pretty elderly duck fat that I have in the freezer.
I love potatoes in duck fat. Totally love them. Love them.
Yeah, there's no better way.
Yeah.
Schmaltz.
We had chicken tacos last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I can go through the, you know, crisper drawer. Like, okay, half a red pepper, half a green bell pepper, a couple of serranos, some aging red onion. I mean, just, you know? It all goes into a thing.
And you know how I'm always looking for a segue?
Yeah.
You had the chicken tacos. We had egg salad.
Which came first?
Yeah. And it broke again.
What?
I know. I mean, I thought it was such a fluke. It happened like maybe a year ago. I was mixing. But this time I had mustard in there, egg yolks and mayonnaise, and it broke. And I'm just like, I don't care. It's not for a party. We're eating it. And so then I thought, well, maybe an acid would help. I don't know. Maybe I had too much fat in there. I mean, I don't know what my problem is. So I put some pickle juice in there. And then I just started adding all the other things that I add to it, like onions and celery and dill pickles, sweet pickle relish. And then I just blitzed it really for half a second in the food processor, because I blitzed the yolks and the mayo and the mustard in the food processor to get it super smooth. I like that. And then maybe I need to just quit making it in the food processor. But then what happened was, because I blitzed it, enough of it got cut off that it just got too liquid.
Oh, yeah.
So then it wasn't like horrible or anything, but it was all texture, you know, the broken texture was wrong, and then the runny texture was wrong. And so I've just got some below mediocre egg salad in the fridge right now.
When if it's really liquidy, you can't really eat it in a sandwich.
No, so we just kind of scoop it in crackers.
Yeah.
And we do that a lot with egg salad anyway.
Yeah, and that's delicious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really great crackers out there. I have a lot of favorites, but also, in the dim, dark past, I have made some crackers before. I wonder if you ever do that. I mean,
You know what? That is one thing in my life that I have not been able to make a cracker that I loved. I have made passable crackers. I've made mediocre crackers. I've made okay crackers. But I have never made a cracker that I love. And I have tried. There's more than two times in my life that I've gone on a cracker bender, you know, trying to figure it out. But the majority of them end up tasting like pie crust gone wrong.
Oh, and yeah. That's the recipes, though. Mm-hmm. I swear, that's what it is.
But because I'm not a super genius, I can't just pick a bunch of ingredients out of the air and make it turn out not just right, but glorious, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Remember how long I worked on a chocolate cake that I loved? That was like 10 years. But, man, this has been going on since before I had Dale. So, like the 50s. No, just kidding.
Well,
my mama was thinking about it.
The only cracker I've ever made that I like, but it's not the kind of cracker that you eat, you know, with everything, mm-hmm. are the little blue cheese crackers that were, I think that was, what chef locally was known for that and put that in a book? Maybe Ann Kishner, from the Shoalwater. There was a restaurant that served those little like quarter size crackers.
Okay.
Blue cheese crackers. They are fabulous. But that's a very specific flavor.
And I love blue cheese popovers. I think those are really, really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a really awesome thing to add to popovers, but no, I've never made one. I have learned that if I use my pasta roller, that I'll have much better luck with making crackers. I can get them thin enough and consistent, because if they're a little bit off when you're cooking them for, you know, 2 minutes versus 2.5 minutes, that's an exaggeration, but, you know, some are burnt and some are underdone. If you have them all exactly the same thickness, that makes cooking, baking a lot easier.
That's a great tip, the pasta roller. That's a great tip.
I was doing cracker experiments when our house got destroyed by the storm in 2007, and so my pasta roller was all fastened to the side of the kitchen. And then of course, like, the skylight, a tree came through the skylight, and so then it was all glass down in the rollers, and I couldn't save it. You know, that's not something you can mess around with. Sadly, I had to get a new pasta roller.
Oh, that is a shame. So was it better?
Electric, yes.
Oh, electric. I have the kind of stand mixer that has, you can get an attachment for
that's
that.
That's mine, yeah.
And I have, I don't, I want somebody else to make my pasta, please and thank you. That's what I want.
Yes. You want a different kind of pasta roller.
Yeah, that's right.
His name is Andy.
I just don't want to make pasta. Although, there were several years when I was working food service and restaurants where I made the pasta dough that would be used that night, you know, to be cut and rolled upon ordering. Mm-hmm. I made lots of pasta dough. It couldn't be easier.
Yeah.
But now no one's paying me to do it.
Yes.
And I'm just not going to do it.
It's not on my list of acceptable duties. Well, I did read something that helped me a lot. You know that I'm allergic to crustaceans.
Yes.
And I really like to be able to cook them. My friend Georgia is so good at teaching me exactly how to make something. Like, she makes a really good, I hear, clam and shrimp chowder with scallops too. And she just says, do exactly this. Buy this brand, this size, do this, cut this, measure here, you know.
Yeah.
Put in this much salt, because I can't taste it for salt. She's just really really good at that, and that's what I need. But I read someplace, you know, I like mnemonic devices, like when you're breading February, you know, first flour, egg, and then breading February. But this is one, C is for cooked and O is for overcooked. If your shrimp are in a C, like look like a C, they're cooked.
Oh, okay.
And then if they're an O, like when they circle around and the head touches the tail, then they're overcooked.
Oh, okay.
And that helped me a lot. I mean, I never knew. I just didn't know because I can't try it and then go, wow, I seem to be chewing a lot. Maybe I won't do that long anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So
it is always surprising to me how little they need to be cooked, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Really, seriously, it's just like, don't walk away from the pan.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to take a minute to need to be flipped.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Wow, that's a great one.
C is for cooked. O is for overcooked.
All right. Good to know. It seems like I had cooked something with shrimp recently, but I'll be darned if I can think what it is.
You got plans to cook anything?
I have stuff in the fridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Are you showing off?
And I need to use it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will be doing something. I don't know. My default when I am having it's dinner time already. Mm-hmm. I was involved in something and now I should be feeding my loved one in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then that is the steak and baked potato night, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just nothing can be easier.
Do you microwave the potato?
Yep.
Yep, it goes so fast.
Yep.
And then your kitchen isn't hot.
I have a little convection oven. I think I've raved about this one before, but we can't really talk about details because we're not pushing a product. But I did invest in a toaster oven that sits on the counter and is also does other things. And one of the things that it does is have a convection oven. And so if you nuke a potato till it's almost done and then toss it in there and let it crisp up a little bit on the outside, it's kind of you get the best of both worlds. So
that's great.
So I can do that in the amount of time that it takes to cook a steak. And so the most labor-intensive, time-intensive part of that meal is just throwing a salad together and making a little dressing. And so that's my, like, oh, okay, that's I'm going to be lazy. And the lucky part of that is that my husband thinks that's a great dinner.
It is a great dinner.
It's my, one. It's a favorite of both of ours for different reasons. So anyway, I think that that's, you know, I haven't done anything newsworthy.
Yeah.
Just, I'm on this taco thing. I think we've talked about it before. Breakfast tacos, dinner tacos, because they're just delicious.
They're easy.
And there's something about having all of these little, you know, like when I set the place on the placemat and there's a little ramekin of sour cream and a little ramekin of pico de gallo and a little, it's pretty.
I have the little taco Lazy Susan thing with the little ceramic dishes that all fit together. I do, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's you know, you don't need it. It's something extra, but I just love it.
Yeah. I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, that's something for me to look for at garage sales.
No, because you're giving everything away.
I am like, I'm just short of paying people to take it. So as I'm lightening my load, it's really very liberating. In the kitchen, even, I have so many things I never use.
Yeah, I have so much old catering stuff.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of all of the chafing dishes and that kind of thing. But there's more. We are out of time.
Aw. You know what, though? That means that I can go get strawberries.
Maybe I'll meet you at the strawberry stand. We'll meet all of you at the strawberry stand. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you in a couple weeks. And we're in June.
Well, I'm going to sing about that.
Okay.
I'm driving my strawberries. I'm driving my strawberries. I'm driving my strawberries around. This is an original song. I'm driving my strawberries. I'm driving my strawberries. Driving my strawberries to town. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Linda Perkins.
Have a very strawberry day. I should have said berry strawberry. Berry strawberry day.